It is with the greatest pleasure that I welcome you for this Harinam retreat, which combines the wisdom of the Japa retreats with the excitement and the depths of the kirtan knowledge, or knowledge about kirtan, and also practice, or most of the time practice of kirtan. I also want to greet my audience on the internet. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. We will be many times online, or we will be online whenever we are meeting here for our sessions in the community hall. So you have to be very ecstatic, very attentive. No one could sleep because it's all over the world when you sleep. I'm joking. So that we have something. I know there are many devotees who so much wish to be here, and they will do so on the online. And I just I had this experience when we had a kirtan session in Birmingham. Then we got a phone call from Radhanath Maharaj. I'm seeing all of you on the internet. And I went, my God! It's so spread out. So, yes, I want to greet the internet crowd. This kirtan retreat is something which has a history behind it, a history which I would like to share with all of you. It was about 7 years ago when devotees of Heidelberg came to me, Ananda Vardhan and Kanu Priya, and said, we have visited a few transformational courses, both inside our movement and outside our movement. Courses which have promised, or which were designed to help people change and come to a higher level of consciousness. And we wonder if we can offer such courses based on our ancient Vedic wisdom. These courses are not like lectures, or should not be like lectures, where information is transferred from the speaker or from books to the audience. These transformational courses should be different, in that everyone who comes to the courses experiences a profound change in his life, so that he can feel, I'm eternal, blissful, full of knowledge. Can we make such courses or seminars? And I thought, oh no. This is exactly what I want to do as a presenter of Krishna consciousness and as a lecturer. I want that the audience who comes to the lectures will say afterwards, wow, our life has changed. We are different. We are now able to do things and think things which we couldn't do before and think before. So I took this request very serious and talked with many of my God brothers and prayed to Prabhupada. And then, with the help of many, many devotees, designed Japa retreats. I remember the first Japa retreat was in the Alps, in the mountains, in other words, And they were taking place in a place called, you have to learn now a little French. I mean, there are some French devotees, I think, who are not ashamed that they know French language. So if I don't say it properly, you have to correct me. They took place in a Hari Chalet. Chalet means something, chalet, house. And Hari means Lord Hari, at least in my mind. I think the people who gave that house the name had a different Hari in mind. So we gave these japa retreats, and they were well visited, and then we needed to go to other places because so many people started to come. Then we thought the best place to offer them is Vrindavan. And soon they began to spread all over the world. And just now in my email there is an organizer from Spain who says, can we have a japa retreat, please, in the jungle of Brazil? And I always wanted to go there. Said, for sure, we have to just find a time when we have time. The japa retreats have come to America also, where many devotees whom I consider much more qualified than me have taken them up and expanded them. As I said, the japa retreats are taught in India by Burijan Prabhu and others. Burijan Prabhu has given a wonderful book. It's called Japa, a very nice book. And all over the world, devotees now have these retreats based on CDs and tapes and videos which they have seen of other japa retreats. So that I began to think something in my mind. I thought, okay, japa retreats are going on now, but this age of Kali is the age of Kirtan. It is said in the scriptures that in the age of Kali, Sankirtan of the names of Lord Hari is the means to obtain love of God. And as I begin to think, let us teach the Yuga Dharma, I entered into the world of Kirtan, first of all in our books, and found out that I had never really done Kirtan before. Yes, I was known as a Kirtan leader all over ISKCON. It's not difficult to be a Kirtan leader. You just need to jump and take the microphone. So there's no special qualification for this. Yes, I have done Kirtans for 40 years. But as I began to study the scriptures, I found out a wealth of information which I simply didn't know before. Informations which help one to really, you know, go to the essence of Kirtan, which is to glorify Krishna and develop a loving relationship with him. And I became very motivated and did a lot of research for the last 1 year or so. I read so much that my head almost exploded. And then I sat down in the Gora Bhavan and put the japa retreat together, and then I presented it to one of my secretaries and asked her to go through it, and the secretary said, "This is too much information. They need a practical experience. We need to include something which is known as active learning." So I'm extremely and eternally happy for this suggestion, and we have done a lot of this and built it into the retreat. So we will be moving you around a little bit. You will learn actively, not just passively by hearing. And we will try to serve all of you in a way which will profoundly improve your spiritual life. So we will also be very expert. See, I have now put these shoes for the whole world to see before the table. This is not professional, so I will change that. I have changed a lot, many things, as you will see. And it will become extremely, let me say, you will have to be very concentrated to see everything. So I would like to, after telling you the history of a Kirtan retreat, I would like to do a little bit active learning with you. We will do a very, very nice kirtan. Kirtan, by the way, as we will learn more and more, has different elements. We have done kirtan with dancing and jumping up and down and greeting the deities and so on. This kirtan will be a little bit more different. We will turn towards Krishna and we will express something to Krishna, our desire really to be here and get the most of it, out of it. First of all, I think I need to explain to you a little bit the idea of kirtan. Kirtan means to praise. This praise of Krishna can be done in different ways. It can be done, as we will learn much later when we are in the retreat, through loud singing, but it can also be done through soft singing. In fact, some forms of kirtans can also be done in the mind. You can sing in the mind to the Lord. Kirtan means really to offer your heart to Krishna in singing. It is in praising, you could say, in praising. And it is something which is recommended for this age of Kali as the most powerful of practices. Prabhupada, he said something which I want to read to you in the beginning. A man is suffering from itches or sores all over the body. So where shall he give ointment? I don't know if you can see Prabhupada's analogy. There are some people who have, you know, everywhere the skin is breaking up and a sore comes. I don't speak of acne or pickle or something like this. I speak of something which comes because your blood is totally poisoned. So if you put a little ointment here and here and here, hope no one sees it now. And here, it doesn't really work because your blood is poisoned. So Prabhupada gave this example that in the age of Kali, because we are so forgetful of Krishna and so far away from Krishna, a little yoga here and a little meditation here and a little study here and a little, I don't know what you do here, will not really work. You have to throw the whole patient into a how Prabhupada said, you should put him into a badewanne. What is this in English? A tub, bathing tub of oil. You have to dip him like a prakora inside so that the oil will draw out the poison from his blood, and then he can be cured. You know, the mega treatment has to be given. So, for the age of Kali, you have to take the patient, the conditioned soul, and dip him into something which totally covers and surrounds him, which is perceived by all of his senses, which just enters into him and takes the poison of illusion out. And that is kirtan. Especially, says Jiva Goswami, in association with other devotees, but you can do it also alone. This sincere turning to Krishna through kirtan is something which is so powerful as to put a patient who has problems all over, also here, into a bathing tub of medicine, because it surrounds him and it pervades him. We will learn of this pervasive nature of kirtan a little later when we turn to a discussion which took place at the gates of the spiritual world. A little later means during some of our days. I said kirtan, or we heard kirtan can be done together, but it can also be done alone. And now I will surprise you very much. Let me ask you, what do you think did Haridas Thakur do? Japa or kirtan? I mean, I wouldn't ask if it is. Haridas Thakur, who is the Namacharya, that is the teacher of the holy name, did Nam Sankirtan alone in the jungle, singing the holy name. He said to the personified illusion, Maya herself came and visited him and then became initiated. I have been initiated into a vow to perform a great sacrifice by chanting the holy name a certain number of times every day. Sankhya Nama Sankirtan is the Bengali. As long as the vow to chant is unfulfilled, I do not desire anything else. Again he says, Yavat Kirtan, as long as I have not finished my kirtan, I have no other desire. Now sit down at the door and hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he says, Tumi Nama Sankirtan, hear my Nam Sankirtan. And Maya did this and became a devotee. My dear devotees, we usually think in our movement that kirtan is when we all come together and sing and dance, and when we are alone and chant the name of God, that's japa. But you know, japa, according to Rupa Goswami, is when you sit down and you chant very softly. It's something like this. Lagu Uchate is the Sanskrit which Rupa Goswami used. Very softly. That's usually that's in the tradition, the japa. But see, in the age of Kali, the Yuga Dharma is kirtan. And that's why Prabhupada initiated us into the kirtan of the holy name, which we do alone. This is a very interesting understanding, which will turn our previous understanding a little bit around. We glorify the Lord in japa. You know how we chant japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. That's kirtan. Kirtan means that you chant that others can hear. In Bhakti Rasam, in the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada says, when the chanting of the names is done softly so that you can only hear it in the whispering voice, that's japa. And when you chant it loudly, that's kirtan. That's why when we designed this retreat for you, it is really what you will hear here is something which is relevant for you when you chant on your beads, and when you chant what we call in ISKCON your japa, no? It is relevant for you when you do kirtan. It's therefore we call it the Hari Nam retreat. It's combined two forms of chanting the holy name, alone with beads and in kirtan. It's combined. It's useful, in other words, for both of the practices which we do in our movement. Chanting, doing kirtan ecstatically with devotees, even on Queen's Day in Holland, when everyone is soaked in beer, we try to re-soak everyone. That's a new English word, to re-soak everyone in the holy name, huh? And also ourselves. So, my dear devotees, this I thought is important so that you know why we call it the Hari Nam retreat. It's something which will empower you to chant the holy name in when you sing with others or when you chant alone. What is the main idea of this retreat? The main idea, I always say it, is to bridge a gap. Now, I know that some of us are not so familiar with all these words. Gap means a difference. A gap can mean an abyss. You know, you're on this side and then on the Grand Canyon, and then there is another side and there are 500 meters where you can only fly to get to the other side of the gap. In our lives, we have such a gap between what we know and what we wish and what we actually do in our lives. And many of us do not close the gap within one lifetime and wait for another life to try then. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics, if we have not, I'm turning to the internet people. Krishna. It is possible to close the gap. It is possible to live your spiritual desire. It is possible for you to become a self-realized soul in life. Please allow yourself this possibility. It is possible. And how? It is simply possible by widening your circle. You know, when we perform in our lives, we have maybe this circle of influence, what we can, where we can influence our life, our spirit. I'm speaking here mostly of the spiritual life. But by certain practices, it is possible to widen your circle and make your experience more spiritual energy. It is by mostly inviting the Hladini and Samvit Shakti to work in your life. And on a retreat, we do this. We step out of our old life circle and enter into a new. We do something which we don't do on ordinary days. We do something what we don't do in ordinary parts of our lives. And by doing this, we widen our circle. I would say every year go on retreat, every month do something new, every day think something new, and every moment try to stay in contact with Krishna. Then your whole life will change. And in the retreat, we try to teach you this. To stay in contact with Krishna every moment, at least during your japa. To think new things. I will challenge your thoughts many times during the retreat. I will also push you a little bit. Some of you, your ego will get a little bit on the, crawl up the walls. Don't worry, that's normal. Do something new. Go to new places and your whole life will start to change. If you always stay in what you do and what you think and what you ordinarily do, you will never experience the widening of your circle and the gap between what you know and what you do will never close. It will always be open and so on. I say this before I start the retreat. Would you like to hear a definition of craziness? You do the same things and you think the same things and you hope something new will happen in your life. Hare Krishna. This is not from me. This is from Albert Einstein. He defined like this. Yes. So before we will do the first practice with you, I would like to give you an insider information which is absolutely necessary for your retreat to become successful. On this first session, entering the retreat, I really only want to do two things which are very important. I would like to give you the information I'm giving you now, and then I would like to make, at the end, a little ceremony with you. So, the information is like this. Your intent, or let me call it, your intention governs the quality of your life. What does this mean? Whatever intention you have in your life, that is, intention means something which you want to get out of something. Intention also means what is most important for you, something which you intend to do, your wish to do it, your wish, your desire, whatever your intention is, will decide what you experience. You know, if I go on a marketplace, for instance, and my intention is to meet new people, then this is what I will do on a marketplace. If I go to a marketplace and my intention is to pick a quarrel with someone and wrestle with him. There are people who do this. I don't know if you know. Even for Queen's Day, there are people who come for this purpose. Then this is what they will do. They will wrestle on the marketplace. If your intention on the marketplace is to buy new cloth, that's what you will do there. Or to get nice bananas and so on. The intention will govern what you will experience. The life is also can be compared with the marketplace in that there are so many opportunities. And what your intention is will govern which opportunity you take and which opportunities you leave aside. So as you are entering the retreat, I would like to request all of you, for your own benefit, to really think about your intention. Now, I have done this yesterday. We were in the car, and one devotee asked me in the car, "Maharaj, what can you tell me in order to prepare me for the retreat?" And I told him, concentrate, please, on your intention. Find your intention. And he said, "Oh, that's not so easy, Maharaj. I usually don't think about these things. What do I intend to do with my life? Or what do I intend to do?" And then I told the devotee, if you want to connect with your intention, you need to go to the lava. Lava, do you know what lava is? It's hot stone, it glows inside. You need to go deep and access some energy. You will need some energy if you do your intention. Something which lives in you. It shouldn't be a mental concept. And soon we will build groups and we will work on this point. But I will give you a help. Imagine you would have all the opportunities. They would wait and there is no option for you to fail. What would you like to do? Nimai, imagine everything would be possible in your life. Or Syamasaki, everything. You could become a professor. Is that attractive? A yoga teacher, maybe. A world-renowned bhakti yoga teacher for Nimai. Imagine all types of opportunities are open to you and there is no failure because you get superior help to reach them. What would you like? Yes, very good. Very good that you know. It's not for the group to hear. You will have to tell it with your neighbor and your neighbor will check if it's real in you, if it lives in you. Wait a minute, the active learning is soon coming. What do you really want in your spiritual life? We are here now, we are spiritual people, and please don't think, oh, I really would like to become a millionaire. Or if I could just marry very soon, you know, before the cold winter comes. It seems something you... What is your intention in your spiritual life? Imagine you could reach everything by the power of Krishna's mercy, the Kripa Shakti, what would you like to get? What would you like to hope to attain in your life, maybe to change in your life, and make it something which you want to keep in your retreat. You could, for instance, say, I would just like to participate 100% in this retreat. That's why I came here. And I would like to not be disturbed by phone calls from home which tell me I should come back as soon as possible. This is too revolutionary what I'm doing at the moment. An intention could be, I would really like to somehow get a relationship to the Holy Name. Or I would like to, you know, it should be something which lives in you, which is real, and something which you will keep your attention on during the rest of the retreat. I suggest now that you turn to your neighbor while we will play some highly inspirational background music so that your gamma waves start working or whatever it is. And those who are in the internet listening, you could take a piece of paper and imagine you talk to the paper. If that works for you. Or get on the phone with someone whom you like. Not someone who is here in the retreat, because you know, get to your intention. Think maybe back when you came to Krishna consciousness. What did you want at that time? I wanted to go back to Godhead, by the way. I still remember. I was singing actually on the streets. I'm going back to Godhead. Then someone stopped me. How do you know? I said, I'm new here. I'm new in this. I will, you know, give me your address. In 1 year I will write you a letter. I just like to go there. So what is your intention? What would you like to get out of this retreat? Make it very specific, please. And turn to your neighbor. This exercise will take us not so long. I will see how if you get it down. It should be something which you can write down on a piece of paper. Not a big story. Something very concrete. You should be very real. Please, I know it's a little bit difficult maybe to open your heart immediately, but try to be very real. And you should have a partner A and partner B. Please find yourself a neighbor and decide who's partner A and partner B. I will then tell you something. How do you go? So, Hare Krishna, who is partner, who has not yet found a partner? Okay, look around. Oh, please raise your, look around and find yourself a partner. Again, please lift you, who has now not found a partner? Everyone has found a partner. It's important if you, there will be, maybe you will miss a partner. Psh, psh, psh. Wait a minute, you can start in a second. If you don't have a partner, find yourself one who, don't be shy, they won't eat you. And if there are not enough, you can also go into, join another group with three, and be three people, okay? Now the second question, who is partner A? Who is partner B? Good. You have an, so, partner B, you will go first. partner BG, B, you please try to get into this difficult area and explain to partner A what is your intention with which you will enter your retreat? What do you wish to do? And partner A, just listen very carefully to partner B. And when you think partner B is not quite sure or makes a story up, at the end when he's finished said, it doesn't yet convince me. Could you go a little bit deeper? But say it with great loving respect, you know. So the idea is not to make a difficult time for your partner. The idea is to help him to go deeper and then switch. No? If this works for you. If it doesn't work for you, you can just start talking about this subject, not about prasadam and dhotis and saris. About this subject, it's very important. I really want to make sure when you leave the community hall that you have found your lava, that which is inside of you, which is something which is strong and which will keep you going through the retreat. It's very important for you. Otherwise, you will regret having paid money. really. And you will not become a pure devotee. Much later you will become. I think I'm joking a little bit too much, but all right. So I will see if you, and please work concentratedly on this. Start now. Hi, Bo. Did you all find your intention, your intent? Yes? Yes? Not yet? I suggest that when you go to rest, before you rest, you could pray to Krishna and say, and asked him for guidance in the heart, huh? That it's important that you have an intention. Just like when you go on a marketplace, it's important to know what you wish. Or by the way, if you want to live your life very Krishna conscious, it's really important that you know what you want. Otherwise, you will bypass it and you will not take full advantage of the opportunities which are there. And it's very, very important in a retreat. In Sanskrit language, this is called sankalpa. Sankalpa means you make almost like a vow. When you get initiation, you are told, follow this and you are, what are you? Wanting in relationship to the holy name, you know, it's something which you need to know when you start this. Otherwise, you will, when the time comes, not be able to follow this. Imagine, for instance, this we have these rules and regulations, and you know how everyone around us is. So has such a different view about sense gratification than we have. Huh? And if we don't have like an intention, no, I'm going to keep this, then we will for sure break it. You know, we will. So it's very important to connect to intentions. And it helps very, very much to do something. Do you know what is my intention in the Japa retreat? Do you wish to know? Really? My intention is so big that I had to write it down. Devotees who go to the Kirtan retreat will become conscious of their present and their desired relationship with the holy name. This is what I want to somehow bring to you. Your present relationship and your desired relationship. And that you will leave the Japa retreat with a deep motivation, which will pulsate in you, like your pulse, which will motivate you to develop your relationship to Krishna through the mercy of the holy names. This is my intention. I'm sitting here to trying to do this service to you. And I've written it down because sometimes I'm tired in the morning. I don't know if this happens to you also. And then you're a little cranky. That's an American slang word. It means a little moody. And you think only of eating and of your peaceful life. You know. Then I will read this. This is your intention, Sachinanda Swami. Okay, I will try to do it. You know. Here, here's written, my intention is to help you to have peak experiences in your Krishna consciousness. Other things, give the nectar, I've written down here. And I have some secret intentions which I don't reveal to you now. Mm-mm. Don't try to steal my page here. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, one point of interest. This retreat, we will always give some information which you will hear, like we have talked about intention and the history. Then we will give you some opportunity to reflect about what you have heard. And then we will give you immediately a practice which you could do so that you will actually learn very easily. The Upanishads say, learning is done in three steps. Hearing, reflecting about what you have heard, and applying what you have heard. Then you learn. This is different than gathering informations, where we just note them down on a piece of paper and think we have them. I have about 10 meters of notebooks and have not understood much from it. But this is for hearing, then you reflect, and then you do it. Therefore, I request you to fully participate. I know that some of you are shy, like I am also shy. Don't worry, no one will bite you when you are a little... Please fully participate. I would like to now make my second important point. I will only talk briefly because the time is also there. The most important point, my dear devotees, is intention and attention to the intention. The second point is, please enter your retreat in a receiver mood. Ultimately, the secrets in Krishna consciousness have to be given. They have to be revealed. They have to come into our life by the mercy of Krishna. Open yourself up to higher guidance. Be ready to watch the little hints which you will get, the little discussions, the times when you are a little bit moody and think, wow, this retreat is so strong and I am so different so on. You will go through these ups and downs as you enter new territory. But wherever you are in the retreat, it's perfect because Krishna will give you just the realization which you need. He always works like this. So, be a receiver, a patient receiver, and not an impatient achiever. I'm trying to learn English, so this is as good as I can do. What I mean is, open your heart so that you can actually, in a humble heart, receive Krishna's guidance. Give him a chance. Don't think Krishna has to reveal himself only in this way as you expect him. And if it doesn't happen this way, then you are Krüsch. Krüsch means, it's a North German Plattdeutsch. It means you are disturbed. No. Learn to just be a receiver, and you will get much more than you can expect, even from directions which you don't expect. Krishna can work wonder. We are tiny. And whatever we tiny people do will be tiny. Tiny means very small. But Krishna can work wonders. You only have to let him work wonders. You have to learn to become a receiver. Don't run in some direction as an achiever and demand that things happen there. Krishna. There's so many things I want to tell you, but the time is also there. I would now like to offer, just talk about a few practical things that's also there in the retreat. First thing is the Kirtan retreat goes online. I think I suggested this already, and therefore I request, not only therefore, I request that you are on time. There is a schedule hanging all over the place where you can get the times there, and you will be given a map most properly. Do you have a map? You have. There is a schedule for you, so that you know when to come. The times which are absolutely essential for the Kirtan retreat is 8 o'clock. Please make a mark. The discovery lecture. There we will have the theme of the day. Then it's absolutely important that you are here at 11 o'clock again. That is in the community hall here. Then the next very important time is 4 o'clock. Famous Kirtaniyas and their secrets, also in the community hall. And the next time, very important for the retreat, is Leela Kirtan at 6:30, also in the community hall. Not so important is the breakfast, the lunch prasadam, and the sleeping. Again, I'm joking. Maybe I joke too much, but I want to say, please rest enough, please eat enough, but please manage your time that you can be there with all of us with the retreat. It's not, and I will have to wait for you to start the day when you are not here, because you will be missing. And as a facilitator, as your servant, I'm really dedicated that everyone gets what they came for. I mean, sometimes it's not so German strict, you know. Obviously, there's this and that, but try to really give it your best to be here. It's important for your experience. Another thing is, this will be interesting for you. It's a new thing we want to try out. It works very nice. It's the buddy system. What is a buddy? Not a body, a buddy with you. It is that during the whole time of the retreat, you have someone who assists you in the retreat. In the free time, you can talk with him or her, get advices, and also he will be there to assist you to be on time, you know, maybe help you washing your cloth, or she will do that and remind you. It's something, it's someone you want to go together through the retreat. We will have male buddies for the male people and the female buddies for the female people at this stage. Of course, if the I once went to a retreat, a devotee retreat, and there was this system of the body, and I didn't know the person, and when I found out what he had experienced in his life, I thought, wow, it's very different from my experiences. It was a God brother, and I would have never talked with him if I would not have been given him. He was the last person who was left, and I was also the last person who was left, and we were stuck together. And my dear devotees, I derived such benefit from this person. He was, you know, I'm a chronic latecomer. That is a chronic disease in my, and he was always there 10 minutes before the time started at the door, and I was with my emails and phone calls and you know, my exercise with the right foot, and he said, buddy, not here, buddy, it's time you prepare yourself to attend the retreat. And my dear devotees, I was first revolting against this harsh treatment. No one had ever done this to me in my life. But then I went to the retreat on time, and I made an experience of supreme joy to be on time. So it does have its advantages. It doesn't mean that you have to stick the whole time in your, you know, there's a lot of free time or time where when you can come, there's optional. It doesn't mean you have to stick with him or her the whole time together or do everything together. But it's sometimes nice to reflect and ask, now how is it going for you? And then the buddy will say, I'm ecstatic. Oh, really? Please tell me. Or another time he will say, I'm miserable. This discovery lecture just went right to my false ego. So I think Sachinanda Swami just was singling out me today. It's unfair. No, he has prepared his lectures before. He didn't know that you would come. You know. So you encourage your buddy. And, you know, just like that. So, would you like to try? It's something you get to also know someone new. No? Would you like to please find your buddy? Do it quickly. Don't just view the world, who is my friend and who is not, you know. But be quick. Find your buddy now. Found? Did you find your partner? Who did not find? Okay, there's something else which we would like to do. We thought about this. At the last day, I think looking at the time, this will be due tomorrow. I want to form 4 groups which make theater plays on the last day, where they give a summary of each japa day, of each day. So my humble suggestion is that you think already about this. In the tomorrow we will form these groups. We need to form them today. We need to form them today. Are there spontaneously devotees who would love to present something in the evening of the last day? It's our festival day when we rejoice and celebrate the retreat. Please raise your hand. Not all at once, please. What is in my mind is that we will somehow go on the last day through the retreat by, for instance, having staged interviews, you know, which are played, or Banu Nandini will, please Banu Nandini raise. She did this in the Croatian Japa retreat, and she will have a meeting with you right after this and tell you how you can, with very simple means, do wonderful summaries of the retreat in a theatrical way, in a comical way, in a humorous way, whatever you wish to do, and in this way give us some very, very great experiences. Finally, I would like to request all of you, we will do our concluding kirtan now, and you will be able to offer a light to the deities. We have Gonitai, I think, and then the deities which are right before them are called Radha Kanaya Lal. These are the small Radha Krishna deities. You have to come very close and see from close the beautiful features of this deities. And during this exercise, we will have a prayer. You can make your own prayer, but I would like to give you an example of a good prayer which will help you to tune in when you offer your own prayer. We have chosen one verse from Gitavali, Bhaktivinod Thakur, and the verse goes like this. O holy name, O ocean of bliss, I fall down at your lotus feet, for I am feeling very distressed and troubled at heart. At the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, I constantly beg that at every moment there may be the direct revelation of the holy name. This is an example of a prayer, an example from Bhaktivinod Thakur, very deep prayer, but we will keep the prayer here, but I request you to pray to Krishna in your own words, so that you can receive your gift or welcome your gift on the last day of the retreat, which we have called welcoming your gift. I request the devotees who have prepared the lights to do so, to bring everything there. And then please end your this evening by offering a light to our deities and praying for whatever you wish to pray for. Gaurahari, did you do something with it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna. So, we will end this evening with this ceremony where you can offer your prayer. I will also see you at the this is my last time to address all of you. I wish you a wonderful night. May you rest happily, and may you be in your intention, in your sankalpa. I will see all of you whenever you come to the morning program, but latest I will see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the temple room, please. Every morning lecture will be in the temple room, and then we take it from there. I'm very grateful for your intention, not intention, for your attention, I wanted to say. And I really wish from my heart that this will be a wonderful Krishna conscious experience, which you will remember for a long time in your life. So please don't go too late to bed. I know it's exciting and one wants to see all the friends, but please be well rested tomorrow when we see each other. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. So, Hare Krishna. Those of you who are still there, yes, because I requested you earlier to go to bed or to prepare yourself. I once again would request you to focus on your intention. You have made a long, long journey. Some of you come from South Africa and other faraway places. A long journey you have made to come to this retreat, and you now really deserve this gift of making the most of this retreat, and it really depends on now fine-tuning yourself so that from tomorrow when we start with the retreat, this was just some preparation, we can definitely take get the most out of it. There is a lot of opportunity for singing in kirtan, and I think you can find the times from the schedule which is in your map. Please also, before you go to bed, take just a few minutes to go through your Harinam retreat map which has been given to you. I hope everyone has one. If someone is missing a map, you can go to Banu Nandini, I think you should have. And I'm really looking forward to start tomorrow. We have a theme for tomorrow. It is we will introduce to you the kirtan arrow, but what that means is a secret at the moment. We have for every day a theme, and tomorrow we start with the first part of the kirtan arrow. Have a nice rest and a wonderful retreat. Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Rao! Wow, you sound enthusiastic.